decided to discuss the topic of Birchas Kohanim, because many things when you first come to yeshiva, there's a lot of change, it's a lot of transition, and one of the first things that hits you is, hey, they do Birchas Kohanim here in Eretz Yisrael every single day. A question, a normal question you ask is, why do they do that? And as you'll see, the second question that we're going to deal with, this is going to be the second question we deal with. The second question we're going to deal with is actually, the question is Pum Fakir, which means opposite. Why is the question the opposite? The question is not why in Eretz Yisrael do we do Birchas Kohanim every day. The question is why in London, why in Yonge Jovo's Hempstead, and in L.A., and why don't they, even in Manchester, they should be saying, Birchas Kohanim and Chutzlitz. So that's the second part of the shir. The first part is just in general that comes up. I'm actually going to a wedding, and especially in England, a lot of different customs in England at a chuppah. One of them is they sing to the queen, give a toast to the queen, they sing to the queen. They also, underneath the chuppah, they say Birchat Kohanim. Am I correct?
I don't know the last part.
Not always. Definitely certain places. So in general, when we talk about Birchat Kohanim, so I have the psukim right in front of you in Parshas Naso, a major, major question is not only at the chuppah, but it's every Friday night. Now, when I gave this shiur, maybe last year, 2 years ago, maybe a couple years ago, I don't remember, I said, oh, it was a different shiur. I remember, I think I was talking about, no, it was this year. It was actually 4 years ago. Sammy Raskis, who's a madrich, said this to me. I said, so what does your father or mother, depending on your family, do when they do Birchat Kohanim? The Birchat Kohanim at your Friday table. So he goes to me, what are you talking about? We don't do that at our table. So I don't have the assumption. In your house, do they do that? Your parents give you Birchat Kohanim Friday night?
Oh, you mean like...
Simcha El Kimke Friday Michal Nasha?
Yeah.
Okay. The Hires, they do that. Lions?
Yep.
They do that. Letterman? Yeah. Levine's? Anybody not? You don't. Abstinence. So I was Aipa you Friday, I don't remember. Okay? I don't remember? Okay, you don't. So therefore this question doesn't bother you. But I'm not sure that this is the reason why your father didn't do it.
Yeah.
But one of the things is you can ask your father if he didn't have the middle, maybe because of this.
Yeah.
What is that? What is this? It's called Birchas Kohanim. So what are you doing? What is Abba or Ima giving Birchas Kohanim on Friday night? So you might say, don't take it so literally, you know, Rabbi. But maybe you have to, because if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, in source number 2 in front of you, after saying the necessity of having 10 people, which is going to be important, it says, Ve'in, the Ramah says, Ve'in lezar lisa kapav, afilin kohanim achirim. If you're a non-Kohen, you're not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim. And he quotes the Gemara in Ksubis that a zar, you're an over naseh. Because it says, Ko tevarchu et bnei Yisrael. That only, what? What does the pasuk say? Ko tevarchu. Who is that? Only the Kohanim. And not the Zarim. So it's called an Isser Aseh. A Lav Abba Michlal Aseh. Meaning, it's stated in a positive language, but it's a Lav cloaked in a positive language. So it's an Isser Aseh. And therefore, the major question, if you turn to page 2, the back side, we're going to come back to the... The Bir Halacha brings it down. Rav Moshe, Rav Vajra brings it down. We'll see it in the Bir Halacha. L'chor l'fizeh, in the black, the Bir Halacha. Yesh l'tmoa minag ha'olam, she'no'agim l'varech echad l'chavero, bein shu kohen ozar be'it sh'maleve oto b'loshen yivarechecha. So first of all, how can it be? How do we? Seems to be a pretty strong question, no? Strong question. How do you have Birchas Kohanim? How do you have a bracha of my father, my mother? How can they do it? It's an Isser Aseh. Any thoughts? What do you think? What do you think? Lauterstein, what do you think? Your father in Chicago. Chicago. Does your father, your father give you a bracha Friday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does he say? Does he say, God should bless you? Or does he actually use a formal language? Called Yivarecha Hashem Yishmarech. He says that, right?
Yeah.
You know where that comes from? What's that called? Okay. But what's the what do you mean the bracha Yaakov give? Oh, Simcha Elohim Ephraim Menashe. That's true also. Good. But we call Birchas Kohanim, right?
Yeah.
Why do we call Birchas Kohanim? Okay, so look at the first source. Parshas Naso. Because Hashem says that that bracha belongs to whom? Kohanim. Not, right? It's called Birchas Kohanim. So Mr. Lauterstein, they asked the kasha. The Bir Halacha asked the question. The other achronim before him, the Bach, we'll see the Gaon Mivilna. Then how does Abba, some houses the Ima, give a bracha of Yisimcha Elokim Ephraim Menashe? Any answers? What do you think? Maybe that's why in the Epstein home they don't give the bracha. I don't want to be over in this Sarase. No thoughts.
Men have developed, and they just got transposed because people saw it.
We will see that soon. When Mr. Letterman says the concept of minog bin mavatel halacha, there's a Yerushalmi like that. We'll see. Maybe. It's interesting. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, fat. Maybe, maybe. You're onto something. You're onto something. What you want to say? Say it a little bit better. Yeah, Levine. Ari. Femod. Okay. Now we're starting to do it, which is this really Birchas Kohanim? Right. That's really what you're saying. Somehow, you're going to have to say that it's not really Birchas Kohanim. And that is formulated by different achronim and in different poskim in different ways. Okay. In both the formulation. What Lauterstein said, what's your first name? What Yoni said, the concept is, it's just a commemoration. What Ari had said is the tsura, the form. Right? Your parents don't, you know, practice with the fingers, you know, doing it that way. So that's already, if you look, one of the answers. The yeah.
So do all the Kohanim do it in hands underneath the talis?
Do they do their hands?
Yeah.
Of course, because they're Kohanim. That's not a problem. We're talking about Mr. Lyons in Toronto. How does he make a break? Is he a Kohen? No. Seems to be against it. It's an open pasuk. In Israel, I say the Gemara in Subas. He's a Tzar. So, somehow, and we'll give around four or five different ways, it's all within this idea that something that is done both at the chuppah and on Friday night doesn't contradict that. That's what we're going to deal with the first part of the shiur. Yes, Mr. Lauterstein. How? How's it different? Oh, because meaning you're. Okay. So if you look, just a nice story in the third source before we get to the answers, the third line of the Rav Avadya Yosef Zichron Tzadik Levracha said he heard Shamati Meish Emunim. It's the last source on the first page. That the Gaon Mivilna gave the bracha to Rav Yecheskel Landau. Yecheskel Landau was known as the Noda B'Yehuda, very, very big Rav in Prague. And what does it say? It says here that the Gra gave the bracha to Rav Yecheskel Landau at the Pshas Chupasa. And what did he do? V'iniach yado achat al rosh Rabbi Yechezkel b'shas habracha. And they asked him, what? Why? Why only one hand? He says, v'heishiv shalomatzinu bracha b'shtei adayim rak l'kohanim b'mikdash. And they said, because why? They said, because the only time you have brichas kohanim with two hands is in the mikdash. This is one of the answers that's brought down. I actually do this with my son. I use one hand. That's what the Bach brings down. Okay? One of the answers is, if you only do it with one hand, or the concept of what Ari said, which is the same type of formulation, only the problem is when you do actually with Nesiot Kapayim. So it's either one of two answers already. Number one is one hand. Number two is Nesiot Kapayim. And that's what later on he says. Another possible answer, he continues, Rav Avadya said, is the beginning, which is that the Iker Mitzvahs Nesiot Kapayim is Ba'asara. We had said what? The first halacha, the first part of this halacha, is Ein Nesiot Kapayim, less than 10 people. So some want to say that the Iker Nesiot Kapayim is with 10, which would make it what halachically called a Davar Shebik Dusha. Okay? That's what the Ron says.
It's Davar.
Davar. It's like, oh, it's like an entity. Yeah, okay. Thing. Davar Shebik Dusha. And therefore, that, again, that which I'm at home, that which I'm at home giving the bracha, that's not obviously Nesiut Kapayim. Rav Avadya himself says that most people he knows and most people I know do it with two hands. Okay? And the biggest piece, if you look, it's brought down both in the Mishnah Berurah, but even better in the Bir Halacha, in the next source, is two other opinions. Number one is, so far we talked about the Tzura. The Tzura is either one hand versus two, without Nesiot Kapayim, or with. Another one is what's called Kavana. If you look at the Bir Halacha, he says, I'm Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said, I'm in thee. Right before it says, Birchas Kohanim Beretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz. The kol zeh davka l'mayit d'kayim alon mitzvos tzrichos kavana. Meaning the idea, what the Mishnah Berurah says, is that maybe if I'm only having a kavana, as opposed to the tzura, which we talk about one hand or two hands, my kavana, are the drapkins in Chicago thinking, I am now being mekayim the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim? No! I'm being a good Jew, doing blessing my child, right? But says the Bir Halacha, Chavetz Chaim, what does he say? That would only be true according to the opinion of Mitzvah Strichos Kavan. But we don't say Mitzvah Strichos Kavan. It's Machlokas, Simon Samach. Therefore, he asked the question. Okay, everyone look at the Bir Halacha, please, inside. He says, Ulechor lefizeh yesh litmoa minag ha'olam. Shenogim levarecheh halachaviro ben shukoyin azar b'shashim la'avato b'loshin ibrecha. So he says, maybe it's the location, location, location. Which means what? When is Birchas Kohanim? It's in the middle of Tefillah. So again, it's clear that this is not Birchas Kohanim. So this bracha, when it's Shelo B'Shas HaTefillah, it shouldn't be a problem then. As the Yerushalmi says, Lo Matzino Nesiot Kapayim below Tefillah. But he says, Halo Zeh B'Vadei Rak Takanta D'Rabbanan. That's only a takana de rabbanan, because you're koveya b'tfilah. But midoraisa, it's not dependent on that. Okay? Therefore, he comes back to the question, he says, I don't like that. Therefore, what does he say? V'ulai yesh lomar. He says, the tam ha-minog is like the bach. The dafka b'prisiv yadayim over azar ba'aseh. That's one answer. Number two, so it's not about kabana, but there's a halachic, very important halachic model. Number one was kavana. So he says that depends on mitzvah shrichas kavana. There's another model. It's called negative kavana. There's a thing called negative kavana. What is negative kavana? There are different times to use negative kavana. Rav Soloveitchik has a shita that by Rosh Chodesh, you should have negative kavana, not listen to the bracha by the shliach tzibur. Because if you have kavana, then you've already said the bracha already. If you said, even if you listen to Shumei Kohen, it's as if you've said it already, so why are you saying the bracha already? It's a bracha levatal. See, he says, what you should do is say the bracha beforehand, then you have negative kavana for then, and you move on. There are many, many examples in halacha. It's called negative kavana. Here, that's what he says. Here he says, you don't even need to have explicit negative kavana. He wants to say, if you look at it, inami, since there's a takana de rabbanan, Shaloli sa kapayim below tefillah. Since there's a takana midrabanan, not to duchen without tefillah, he wants to say it's as if it's a built-in negative kavana. Have kimechavim beferush shalo. It's as if it's built in that you're having negative kavana, and therefore it is mutter. So whichever way you have it, it's not a problem. Whether it's the surah, whether it's one-handed purse to two, whether it's you're not spreading your hands, whether you don't have 10 people, whether it's like negative kavana, it is totally fine for part number one to say Birchas Kohanim. You should know there is one other time that some people have a... it's connected to this, but again, it's a chumrah, in my opinion, based on this, which is a Kohen comes and does Birchas Kohanim. What do you do? So before you came to yeshiva, you might say, thank you very much for blessing me. Then you learned a new language in yeshiva, which says, Shkoyach. Right? You forgot the word thank you. Say Shkoyach. Now, hopefully you know that the word is Yashar Kochacha, or your strength, you know, you should be Yashar. But he says, Shkoyach. Right? So what does he answer to you? He starts giving you a bracha. On a certain level, you're causing him then to say, Yivarecha again. Nobody is having in mind whatsoever that he's going to give you another brichas kohanim at that point, so there's no problem to say the guy to say the kohen yashar koach or thank you. What we started out today was part number two. Why do you have brichas kohanim in Eretz Yisrael? Trav, can you ever think about that? Do you think about that when you heard it? Why don't you have brichas kohanim in Phasm? You don't know? It's good. We're in contemporary halach, and it also is true. It's going to come to when you guys go to Poland. If the guys go to Poland here. Do you say it in Auschwitz? Why would you think to say it in Auschwitz? Well, you're a shlucha of Eretz Yisrael going. So you're a group of Eretz Yisrael people who happen to be in Chutz La'aretz. Doesn't matter. I once had a very, very big machlok with a big Rosh Yeshiva. When I was there, how can you say Birchas Kohanim in the death camp? We'll get back to it in a second. So what's the issue? What's the issue? Why should you say Birchat Kohanim Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz? So you look at it, Siman Kuf Chav Chet, Sif Mem Dal. It says, Nagu, the Ramah says, Nagu B'chol Medinos Eilu, She'nosim Kapayim Ela B'yantif. The Minog is to say in Chutz La'aretz, Nesir Kapayim only B'yantif. So that's first of all, you should know, this is the Ramah talking. There are many Sephardi Jews in New York and outside of Israel that not only do it on Yom Tov, they also do it on Birchas Kohanim, also on Shabbat for sure, and some of them even maybe during the weekday. Some of them Sephardim, you got to speak to them different, a lot of different minhagim. You say Sephardim, there's Temanim. The Sephardim are not just one type, but the Ramah, the Ashkenazim say we only do it on Yom Tov. Why do we only do it on Yom Tov in West Hempstead? Why do we only do it in Hendon and Yontif? Answer is the Ramah, Mishum Sha'oz, Shruyim B'Simchat Yontif. Because there you have Simcha, and a prerequisite of Birchat Kohanim is V'tov Leiv Hu Yivarech. You have to be in the right model, the right mindset, the right affective mindset to be able to give the brach. Why not the other days? Good kasha. Masha Inkim B'Shar Yamim. And the Chiddush here is what? What does he say? Afilu on Shabbos. What's wrong with Shabbos? So there's a whole machlokas where there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos and Oneg and Cholent and Shkoyach. But what about Shabbos? So he says, Afilu b'Shabbatot Hashana, he says something very controversial. What does he say, the Ramah here? Shetrudim, for those who are learning Osik b'mitzvah, Potem b'mitzvah, Trudim, Tarud, be hirhurim al mechiatam, val bitol malachtam. You are totally, what's the English word for tarud? Preoccupied is a good word. What were you going to say? Good. Preoccupied. It pierces you. It's totally taking, it overwhelms you on a certain level with your thoughts for your parnasa, for your food. Val bitol malachtam. Now you can't go to work. I heard a radio show coming in this morning. It's called Yedidya Meir at 7 a.m. His discussion, he said, he quoted from somebody, I think it was one of the producers of the show, that had just been in India for 8 weeks. And he said, he described how they don't have Shabbos there. Don't have Shabbos. Why is he talking about this? Because Shabbos is very much on the Seder Ayom of Israel. Last week, 2 weeks ago, the director of transportation, his name is Yisrael Katz, broke the status quo. And he let, in Tel Aviv, there's some sort of project, if I'm not mistaken, it's the train. And he basically used his Gemara cup and his Gemara thumbs to say, really, it's Takanas Nefashos, we need to finish this. And he let them work on Shabbos, which is against the status quo of public work on Shabbos. And that's why there's a whole tumult. One of the many things that are going on in this beautiful country, Baruch Hashem. Within that, he described how being around that these people don't understand what it means not to have 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of working. And there's been a lot of research just in general culture about the importance of having, even just on a societal level, besides the religious level of the Shomer Bnei Yisrael, of it being a treaty, a breach between us and the Ribono Shalom. Putting that aside, that's what's crazy over here with the Ramah saying on Shabbos. You can't be Tov Leivu Yivarach, Shetrudim Biherhurim Al Mechiatam, and what? Al Bitul Melachtam. And then he says, Vafil Biyantif, says the Ramah, Ain Nosim Kapayim, only by Musaf. Because then you're happy. Shim Yotzim Oz from the Shul, that we can talk a lot about. Viyismichu B'Simcha Diyantif, because then you're the Simcha. Because by Musaf, you're that close to having the chalant at your home. So you're besimcha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the language here is messed up. The next source. V'chas v'shalom. Am Yisrael. The Kedushim are going to be upset that they can't work on this Yom Kaddosh. We all grew up with Uncle Maishi. Ain't going to work on... What's going on? Right? Ain't going to work on Saturday. I had an Uncle Maishi nightmare. I was at a wedding, and one of the Uncle Moishes wasn't so nice. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is breaking my Santa myth. You know how, like, in all the movies, you have like one Santa Claus, but it's not really one Santa? You know what I'm saying? Thank God there's like 50 different Santas, and they're always drunk. So this was it. I was with Uncle Moishe. What's going on? So somebody said to me, hey, Raga, everything's okay. Relax. There's more than one Uncle Moishe.
What?
I've broken so many people's myths. Broken some other people's things.
I assume there was one. He told around.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, there's more than one Uncle Maishi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there's one in Toronto, Newman.
No.
There's others.
Like Uncle Maishi, like as in you met a person named Maishi and it's not going to be an uncle.
No. He was Uncle Maishi. He was in the full garb. He was in the big day kahuna. Uncle Maishi.
Life is a lie.
It's so upsetting.
There it is. Better speak to your parents. Chas v'shalom, says the Mishnah Berurah, that Am Yisrael is going to be upset of the Bitul Melacha B'Yom HaKadosh. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says what the Ramah means, that you got to add something. And when it says Mishuk, that Afil b'Shabbatot Hashana, Shetrudim b'Hirurim al Mechiatam v'al Bitul Melachtam, it has to stay u'bishvil b'Bitul Melachtam. When it's saying what? It helps us in one way, but it's going to beat even us. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know what it means by bitul mechiatam? Bitul malacham? You hear this? That's why you don't duchin in Chicago during the weekday. You know why? Because people have to get to work. People are not in the mindset. So ask me the obvious kasha. Oh, so this is the source where you don't have to work in Israel. Arkan. And I was like, what's going on? Right? That's the kasha. You're right. But that's what he says. He says, this is the reason, Shar Yamim, that the Trudim be heroes for Shabbos, and on the Bitul Melacha is what? Is for the weekdays. And it's a big problem. It's not just Stam. It's a big problem. Why is this a big problem? First of all, you see, the Mishnah Berurah brings down on the next source in Eretz Yisrael, v'chol malchut Mitzrayim. The minog is the duchen every day, and the poskim kalsul minagam bazeh. The poskim praised it. Why would he praise it? Look at the Sefer Achinuch, that it's a mitzvah aseh We started out the shir saying that a non-Kohen is over an Isser Aseh for doing it. But for a Kohen, there's a mitzvah Aseh of Kotev Baruch Hu B'nei Yisrael, turn the page, of Amor Lahem. And says the Sefer HaChinuch, No Heget Mitzvah Zu B'chol Makom U'v'chol Zman B'Kohanim. Explains the Shaar Tzion. V'dad N'siyut Kapayim B'chot Arts is Mitzvah D'Oraita. So we're not talking about just Stam Amin HaChassidus here. We're talking about the reason why you don't do a Mitzvah D'Oraita is because of why? Because people are worried about them, about Malacha. Very, very, very difficult. Very difficult. So there are a couple of approaches. And I will tell you that many of them are unsatisfactory. The question is much stronger than the answer, in my opinion. And you'll see, it's not only my opinion, you'll see Big Gedolim. We'll talk about it also. The first opinion is the Beis Yosef brings down this question. Okay, everyone sees the Beis Yosef. Who is the Beis Yosef? Yosef Kar. What did Rav Yosef Kar write? He wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He also wrote the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is a commentary on the Torah. Who wrote the Torah? Who wrote the Torah? Who? The Rosh's son. That's good. It's Rav Yaakov ben Usher. Okay? Now you know that Usher, Mr. Levine just fed it there, is the Rosh, Rav Asher ben Yechiel. Okay? We got it? Rav Yosef Karo wrote the Beis Yosef. These are usually the questions I give on the Bechina, some people. And I cry that people spend $100,000 and they don't know these things. I was once in Toronto in Bnei Akiva giving a Bechina. And I said to them, who's Rabbi Cook? Who's Rav Cook? If you don't know that yeshiva at Bnei Akiva in Toronto is a yeshiva, Bnei Akiva, they talk about Rav Cook. And he's like, he's a rabbi. And I'm like, all the dollars. Rav Yaakov ben Usher is the tour. Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo wrote the Beis Yosef. On the tour, he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. And what did he write on the Rambam? What's the name? Kesef. Thank you. Kesef Mishnah. Says the Beis Yosef here on the tour. In the darkened. Veheshiv. Lama ina konim nosim kapeyem b'chol yom. If it's a mitzvah, I say. He gives a very tough answer. There's a minog that they have to dip before they dochen. And therefore what? In chutz la'aretz, what will happen? It's freezing. They didn't have the heated mikvahs. What's the problem with that? This is a classic halachic model for you to think about as you build your hashkafa of being a halachic Jew, which I hope you are want to be.
You go to the mikvah we have before the duchen.
That was a minog.
Okay, fine. All right.
So you're saying because of a minog, what's going on?
You're creating a new halacha.
Not that you're creating a new halacha. What are you doing? You're being mavatel, eh? Mitzvah aseh. He says this is ridiculous. This is the construct that he says beautifully, and you have to remember this. Which is what? He says, Ve'inu maspik, why? Ki machakosav mimnei shenoagim litbol kodem, hai chumra da'asili de'kulahi. Very important construct. It's a chumra shemevili de'kulah. It's a stringency. It's not pure halacha. And your chumra that you're trying to be that much more stringent is actually leading to what? A kulah. Two very quick vignettes on that, and therefore we go to the next reason. Number one vignette was that sometimes Talmidim ask me, should I keep Chalav Yisrael? Come from America, Chalav Nachri, it's a kula of Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's actually going to come up in our sugya, the end of our Mishnah, Chaf Hei, and later on with Ochlim Shosin Arai, Chutz the Sukkah, about kulas and chumras, about being machmir, to eat in the sukkah outside. This is the sugya. So I say to them, it's fine to be machmir, to have Chalav Yisrael. But remember that Chumra, just to think about it, I know about you, but my grandmother, Aleha Shalom, her nachas in life was to give chocolate So if you're fine, and it could be, if you're fine to say, look, please only buy the Chal of Yisrael, it could be, that's fine. And she won't hate you. It should be fine. There are certain grandmothers that will spit in your face if you ever do that. And that's the question to know, is that Chumrah worth it? It might be. But I'll give you another more heart-wrenching story with the Chumrah Asli De Kula. I was given a shiur in England a couple years ago. It's one of the shiurim I'm going to give now. So I shouldn't ruin the story. But okay. It's a question of making Aliyah versus your parents' wishes. Aliyah kibud avim. At the end of the story, I had the mother crying. It's one of these like very touchy shiurim to give. It's obviously around Parshas Lech. It's good shiur. It's emes. The mother was crying. Why was the mother crying? She says she has her mother. So she's a great-great-grandmother who's living in England, and she's obviously not as physically fit, can't travel to Israel. She has a son in a certain place here in Israel that is machmir for a shita that it's also to leave Eretz Yisrael. It's a shita of the Rishonim. It says it's also to leave Eretz Yisrael. You thought you were coming for a gap year. Ah! It's also to leave Eretz Yisrael. It's a shita. It's brought down of the Raven. Also leave Eretz Yisrael. So he doesn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Fine. He has that chumrah. But then there's a thing called Skype. So at least let the great-grandmother see the great-grandkids. Talk to them. Pass the shit. You can't have Skype. It's Usher. Because that's connected to the internet.
And you have kosher internet, sure.
Oh! This is the concept called chumrah. Shemevi lidei kula. This was the concept where I was crying with her. That's called a distortion of religion.
Yeah.
And therefore, there's a very important, every kula, if you're being machmir in one way, you just have to know that it could be a kula the other way, and if you're a kula, it could be machmir the other way also. Next answer to our question, the Chassam Sofer answers, I'll give you a Tam Pashat, he says. Because the Siut Kapayim is written after Avoda, right? The Avoda, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu. The order of the Brachot. The order of the Brachot in Shimon Esrei is designated the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara in Megillah. And we do Nesiyot Kapayim. We do Nesiyot Kapayim after the Avoda. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Vayirid Me'asot HaChatat. Aaron came down from doing the Chatat. Vayivarech Et Ha'am. And we know Tefillah is b'makom avodah, right? Tefillah is the substitute for the avodah. The ein safek kshein avodah ritzuya, v'hi pigul chas v'shalom, gam birchat konim lo tachul al mitparchim as. He says, and therefore, if you're not in the right mindset, it's pigul. Pigul, it's brought down in Sefer Vayikra. If you're having the wrong mindset, the wrong time, you're bringing a korban in chutz d'zman or chutz d'mkomo. So too over here. The Hayot Bavanotenu Arabim, Kol Yemei HaChol. We're only thinking about more money, and we're worrying about Mechia V'Kalkala. The Rov HaTfilot. It's a pretty harsh statement by the Chassam Sofer. Rov of the Tfilot. Unfortunately, without Kavanah and Kirda Miruba, we're preoccupied. And a Tfilah below Kavanah is like a Korban Shein Ratzoi. So he said that's why we don't do it during the daytime. Excuse me, during weekdays. We only do it on Yantif. Why do you do it on Yantif? And now he explains why do the parents do it on Yantif and Shabbos? This is the connection also to the first part of this year. Because at that point, at least in theory, Shabbos and Yantif, you're able to separate, to turn off your WhatsApp, turn off your phone, and focus on your kids. Okay, and be in the right mindset and have simcha to give the brach. Obviously, as much as that's an interesting sharp svara, still doesn't help us. Why? The difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lanz. Like the whole point, the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah, based on the Mishnah Berurah, saying is, why don't we do it during the weekday? Because we're tarud. And therefore we're going to say it's like it's like pigul. But that should be also true in Eretz Yisrael. So you might tell me Eretz Yisrael, we're all holier. Tough to say. And because of that, if you turn the page, both the Aruch HaShulchan and then the Tziv Mivalajin, I'm going to do it through the Aruch HaShulchan, describes historically, that it doesn't make any sense V'nei v'adai in shum tam nachon. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Who is the Aruch HaShulchan? Rav Yechiel Michal Epstein. Related to the Torah Tamima, who is Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein. Tremendous Baal of the Torah Tamima. The Aruch HaShulchan is a tremendous halacha saver. Safer. He was a pulpit rabbi in Europe in the last 100 years. V'nei v'adai in shum tam nachon min hageinu. Levatel mitzvah asei de brechat konim kol shana kula. V'kosvu de min ha-garuahu. It's a lousy minhag, says the Aruch HaShulchan. You should be doing birchas konim every single day. But what does he say? V'aman asa. U'ki'ilu bas kol yotza. Shelo la'aniach lanu lisa kapayim b'chol shana kula. He's saying it's almost like min ha-shamayim. Why is he min ha-shamayim? This is not Kabbalistic here. Aruch HaShulchan is a rational, halachic person. What's the bas kol? So we're about to say right now. Say the story. So we're about to say right now.
It's
not even stories. This is not the little Medrash says. Okay? It's brought down in halachic term, halachic literature. Gedolei hador. Kol echad bimkomo ratza lanhig. Nesiot kapayim b'chol yom. When it happened, it didn't happen. The previous story brought down in the Netziv is what Ari was talking about, which is the Netziv says that he agreed, his scheme Rabbeinu Agra, to do Nesiut Kapayim in Vilna every day in his base medrash. V'ikvu min ha-shamayim, something happened, he got taken to jail. Machlokas. V'achar kach. Hiskim b'yom echad shimu macharat. Do nesiut kapayim that night. Nisraf chatzi ha'ir. Half of the city was burnt down. Because they wanted to do nesiut kapayim. They say it must be something. Min ha-shamayim, it doesn't happen. The Aruch HaShulchan then tries to give a rational approach besides the attempt. And he says in the middle of Sif Mem Dalet, he says in Mitzar Adin, besides the Chsam Sofer, besides the Beis Yosef, he says, Yesh li amash shekasu b'sif mem tet, which we'll see in a second, al pi ha-Zohar, tibi'in and simcha, you need to have simcha dumya de'aron nevona b'shmini l'miluim. U'lezen amar kotev aruchu. Okay, and that's if you look at Sif Mem Tet, there's a whole question whether a single kohen could duchen, because a person who's not married is not fully besimcha. And this is the Zohar in Parashat Naso that explains this type of idea, that since you're lacking the simcha, that's the reason why in Chutz La'aretz you only do it on Yontif, because that is the Zman Simcha. Again, so if you go with all of this, there isn't a clear answer. There isn't a clear answer. There's half answers. We have answers, maybe why in Chutz La'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's really not clear. And we'll conclude, we know that they tried in Chutz La'aretz to do it. Right? Meaning, just to be clear, makes a lot of sense why in Eretz Yisrael, you do it every single day. Okay? Versus in Chutz La'aretz, the question seems to be either ikvu min ha-shamayim, a chomosh, maybe the ikula, maybe you don't have that simcha. What's interesting is the idea in, there was a question asked here by Diane Weiss up north in Haifa and in the Galil and in Tzvat. There they only duchen on Shabbos and Yontif, Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh. And some rabbis wanted to say, hey, we're in Eretz Yisrael. Why are we not going like Yerushalayim? It has a din, Haifa's a din Eretz Yisrael for everything. And since the rove of Eretz Yisrael is duchening, why should Haifa be any different? Therefore, certain shuls in Haifa started doing it every single day. I know if you go up to Tveria, there are certain shuls that do it every single day, certain not. So it's very powerful. We'll end with this. Is again, this concept, very, very strong. Look at the last page. He says, with all due respect, this minhag, he quotes a sefer called the Beis Ephraim, This minhag is a minhag of over 500 years. That was brought down already by the Talmud of the Maharmi Rumbug, the Rav of the Rush and the Kolbo, and the Maharil and others had this minhag. And therefore he says, make sure, he says something very cool. He says, make sure that you have these minhagim, don't be so quickly to be mevatel the minhag. Okay? Fazek kasav abeis Ephraim b'zeh aloshon, last paragraph. Vataya revi yishpot ba'ayin sichlot ha-giborim anshi shem ha'ilah. Ashira katan shetamidei tamidiyem tanam avami matneinu. He says, the strongest of their tamidim basically doesn't reach his little index finger, his pinky. Ha'im amar yomar li'itzei biyad rama aruch itam melchama v'kochim yotzi yidei asachayil. Who do you think you are? You think we just forgot things? He says, aval be'emet. Says, even if you want to say that the reason doesn't make sense, you cannot be so quickly to change a minhag. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, Vizel Lashono. He says, just because it doesn't make sense to you, don't be so quick to say, okay, this minhag is archaic. He says, V'chol she'ino baki, if you're not a baki in Seder Rav Amram, in the Bahag, in the Maseches Sofrim, in the Pirkei of the Rabbi Lazar, in the Gemara, in Agada, Ein lanu laharos divrei akadmonim uminhagam ki aleim yesh lesmoch bedivreim she'im machishim talmud shelanu el shemosifim v'arbim minhagim biyadeinu apiyem. What he basically says is there's a concept called minhagis Torah. Some minhagim don't make sense. Why? But there, and the basis is not 100%. For example, we're talking about I'm going to a wedding soon. Concept of not talking, not seeing each other for 7 days before the chuppah. It's the most stressful time in the world. There is some sort of basis. So again, the chumrah is that nowadays people are machmir not to even talk to each other. That makes a lot of sense. You're about to have to be with this woman for the rest of your life. So make sure with all the last minute details not to talk to each other. That's a chumrah of shtus in my opinion. Okay? But there is a concept called Minhag is Torah. And therefore, Diane Weiss came and basically said, don't be so quick to change minhagim on the fly, and you have to really do the research. So therefore, just the quick conclusion, in Eretz Yisrael, we do it every single day. One could say it's because we're besimcha every single time. It would be a very big Zionistic answer. I didn't see anybody really say it. Okay? Meaning in theory, we do it, and we are able to overcome the trudim of the bitul malacha in chutz la'aretz. In theory, you should be able to do it also. They tried to do it. Cities burnt down. It was min hashamayim not to. And certain svarim do. But that's, at least through the sources, you understand, both brichas konim and Friday night and during the day. Ritz Hashem, next week we'll be talking about entering into Har HaBayit. That'll be next week.
Can you do
Brichas Konim
with what?
Yes, okay. For sure.